It's the Community Ties Program with Joel Brandingham on Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR.
Welcome to Community Ties for this Wednesday, November 9th, a program that comes your way following the 11 a.m. news update Monday through Friday here on WTGR to keep you up to date with what's going on around the area, nonprofit organizations and events and so forth coming up. Quite a few, obviously, happening over the next couple of months, and we'll be having guests in, talking about some of the traditional events here that take place in November and December, so stay tuned for that. And we have a couple more superintendents we're going to talk to as well from Dark County, P.J. Burgett, and Sonia Superintendent. In his first year in that capacity, he'll be here tomorrow morning to talk about how things are going with that job and with Ansonia Local Schools. And Greg Billing, Main Street Greenville, obviously a number of things happening in Greenville and so forth with the Holiday Horse Parade coming up and some of the other things happening. So he'll be with us on Friday for that. But as we have been doing on the second Wednesday of each month throughout this year, glad to have someone with us from Wayne Healthcare. And today it happens to be Lauren Henry, who is the Executive Director of Wayne Healthcare Foundation. Lauren, welcome back. Good morning.
Thanks, Joel. Glad to be here.
It is good to have you here with us as you get the privilege of covering, among other things today, the final 10 years. Everybody who has been a guest on Community Ties from Wayne Healthcare since January has recapped. Again, they've talked about a number of other topics as well, but they've been assigned a certain decade to talk about as far as historical events or achievements and
our milestones.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the word I guess I was really looking for in the course of in the hospital. And it just seems like we just started with the 1920s, and now we're in the 2020s. So tell us a little bit about your decade, some of the big notable events over the last 10 years.
Yeah, I agree with you, Joel. We started this centennial celebration in January, and January 14th was our 100 years. And we've had a lot of fun this whole year with our staff and the community and learning about what we've done in the last 100 years. And the common theme has always been caring for our patients and our community. And it's has flown by. I agree with you. I can't believe we're doing the last decade here, the current decade from 2012 to 2022. A couple of the really highlighted things we've done in the last 10 years, there's been a lot go on. And our senior behavioral health unit opened in 2017. And we saw about 200 admissions last year in that unit. So that's been a great addition for our community and to help when, our seniors, somebody gets confused, somebody needs a little bit of help, a caregiver needs a little bit more help. It's great to have that option at our hospital. Then 2021, obviously, was our huge expansion and opening. And doing that amid COVID was very challenging. And, we continue to build on that and utilize those services. We're really proud of the fact that we've got those private inpatient rooms. It's a 32-bed private inpatient space and has been a wonderful addition for us to help take care of our patients, keep them safe. It helps with security issues, helps with infection control. It's been nice to have those private rooms. And it's got a new Special Beginnings OB, so we have a lot of wonderful births there, and people have just given us some great feedback about those rooms and that space. It's beautiful. Our wellness center, it's a 10,000-square-foot wellness center. That is huge. It tripled in size, and we just do so many different things there. We've got the large gym there, the indoor walking track. We do a lot of different cooking demonstrations, diabetes education. We've got community rooms that people can use. But the Wellness Center in particular has quite a few different programs for our community, for people that have been through, maybe they have COPD, maybe they've been through stroke or heart attack. cancer oncology, cardiac cancer oncology that we have an exercise program for now. So there's a lot of different things that we do with that space. Heart disease is still our number one cause of death in our community. So, you know, helping people after they've gone through some things, we're very fortunate to have that space. And we also try to do a lot of preventative so that, you know, we can keep people healthy in that space and keep them from having some of those different things that are could have different outcomes that, you know, you don't want as a person and family member or patient. So we're very pleased that we have that wellness center and can focus on, you know, our preventative and helping people after they've been through, you know, a tough time. We've also got materials management. I don't want to leave them out because we have never had a loading dock at the hospital in almost 100 years. And that was added on with that expansion. That's been a huge help. So I know we all appreciate that. And then this past year, we have added the pain management center. And so that's in our third floor where our inpatient unit used to be. And it's been a great addition to help people with, you know, autoimmune diseases, with those who just, you know, struggle from chronic pain and need some extra help. And so we're very pleased with that additional support and that additional program that we have as well.
And those, a lot of what you mentioned there, among the reasons why of the name change, just like many hospitals and health organizations have gone from whatever hospital to whatever health care or health or something like that. And one of the reasons why your name is Wayne Healthcare is because, well, obviously you have a hospital, you have a lot of, there are a lot of things that you can help, you know, people with inside the hospital building itself again, whether they are in there for, you know, surgery or illness mm-hmm. or whatever. But like you said, the wellness part of it too, and that's become a very important aspect of what you do at Wayne Healthcare over the last, well, decade or more.
Yes, absolutely.
And right, I think that's what people, it's not just a fancier sounding name. It's, you want people to know that's what you're about. It's like, okay, yes, we'll take care of you if you have a health issue, but we want to help you stay healthy longer, you know, later in life. So hopefully you don't have to spend as much time, you know, in a hospital bed, God forbid, or you know, something like that.
That is definitely the goal. And yeah, we've focused a lot of our different programming and our foundation that I'm over. We do a lot of assistance programs for some of those preventative screenings, you know, our vascular screenings we've talked about before, CT lungs, things like that, where we discount those greatly because insurance doesn't always cover those. But they're a wonderful preventative screening to let people know where they are, where they stand, hopefully catch things early so, you know, we can get them on that different bill of health and so that they have great outcomes.
Yeah, exactly. It's quality of life. I think it seems like more health organizations like yours, Wayne Healthcare, want people to have a better quality of life. Obviously, you can't guarantee they're going to live, you know, 20, 30 years longer, whatever the case, but you want to help them have a healthier and better quality of life.
That is the goal.
For the
yes,
rest of their
for
life.
Sure. Yep.
And since the foundation will transition, before we take a break, I do want to have you talk a little bit about some of the more specific things you have going on with the Wayne Healthcare Foundation right now.
Yeah, we're in November, so for any wonderful nonprofit, Giving Tuesday is coming up at the end of November. And that's a great worldwide day to celebrate giving back, helping your fellow man. You know, philanthropy. Philanthropy is the love of humankind. And how can we love one another? How can we donate and take care of one another? So we're celebrating that at the foundation as well. And, you know, looking at those end of year donations for any of the programs that we do for people to give back. We have our scholarship process that's going to start up January 1st. So we have scholarships for local graduating high school seniors. And then we also have those for our community members who are continuing education for health and human science degrees. We have that online. It's on our website, waynehealthcare.org/foundation. And it's a very easy application to fill out. So we open that up January 1st online. It's due back March 1st, and we have wonderful volunteers that help go through an interview and award those different scholarships out. And this past year, we do $1,000 scholarships to help with that education. And this past year, we did 20 of them. So it was a big deal, and we try to cover all of the county and our service area with those.
And as you touched on a little bit, too, vascular screening, CT lung screenings, again, you have special pricing on those for people. And that's especially important, as you mentioned, for people who don't have insurance.
Absolutely. So the vascular screening, and we've done this for quite a few years. We used to do it just the month of February. It's now all year round at this special pricing. And it's $25 out of pocket to come and do the vascular screen. It's a three-part ultrasound, and it just checks for, you know, your risk factors if you're at risk of stroke or heart attack or those types of things. And, you know, we encourage people to come in. The foundation covers the rest of the costs involved in that, and so it's only $25 out of pocket for that. And then the CT lung is a new special pricing as well. So it's a cancer screening, a low-dose CT to look and see and try to catch any types of early detection for lung cancer as well. And we have some information that's going to be going out to the community about that. You know, who's eligible, what those high risk factors are, and some information about our cancer care services. Our cancer coordinator is Jill Brown, and her phone number is 937-547-5079. She's a wonderful wealth of knowledge for all of our cancer services, but she helps us with these low-dose lung screens, and the foundation is happy to be able to help with these and to take the price down on these. These prices will now be a $29 self-pay, which is very, very discounted from what they used to be, up close to almost $100. So we're pleased to be able to bring those programs and those donations back to our community and help with people who are looking for early detection of, you know, some of these things, cancer, heart disease, and that's, you know, our mission, to help save lives and change outcomes.
Absolutely. Before we'll remind people of the program, but if people are interested in the CT lung screenings or vascular screenings, so forth, what's the best way to make an appointment or get more information?
Yeah, the best way is to call our scheduling department. And so the scheduling department's 937-547-5715. But that would be the best way. You can also go online on our website and learn more about all of these programs as well.
Okay, very good. We do need to take a break, but we'll be back here in just a couple minutes here with Lauren Henry, who's Executive Director of Wayne Healthcare Foundation. She's going to talk about November health observances and the Garst Museum display that's extended and some other events as well. As Community Ties continues next here on WTGR.
On Veterans Day.